Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed, and I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yet so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near, and I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, as now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again, and back again for another very precious episode. Another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Nehemiah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity. Yes, for this very, very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Yes, these very, very precious words the Most High has granted for the healing of His people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has He told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide and to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, I said if they could, to destroy. My brothers and sisters, this show, Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed, the show, my brothers and sisters, that has a very, very distinct purpose. It is for those who can believe that the Most High has a plan. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has a plan, a far greater wisdom, magnificence, beauty, refinement, my brothers and sisters, than the misorder we see in this world portray. Simply stated, my brothers and sisters, I have to ask, have you ever considered the possibility that from the day you were born into this world, in fact, long before, the real truth had already been a plan, the real truth would always, at least if it were left to the devices of men, the real truth would be hid from you. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, in Psalms 2, it says, the kings of the earth have taken counsel against the Most High. Yes, they've taken counsel against the Most High and against His anointed. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I would even go as far as to say against the knowledge of the plan of the Most High. For if men discern the one plan beyond all this mass misrepresentation and confusion, it would indeed, bring, my brothers and sisters, bring about a kind of what I call a revelation revolution. Don't be deceived by a few misplaced vowels. There's a revolution, my brothers and sisters, that surely must come when the light, my brothers and sisters, is revealed. It must cast out all the darkness. Men finally see, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High from the beginning has foreordained. What if I were to tell you, my brothers and sisters, could you believe it, that after ordinary senses, everything most have ever known, believed, and thought to count worthy, trust, is in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, not founded on a pure perspective of what is divine vision. But it's founded instead, my brothers and sisters, on mass illusion, ill vision, lack of vision. Generations, my brothers and sisters, of lies, I dare say yes, misrepresentations and lies stacked upon many generations of illusions and departure from what from the beginning was the founding truth. You have to ask a question, my brothers and sisters, about this system that seems to be filled with the auspices of a game. A game intent that someone must win and someone must lose. We need to ask a question about the nature of the creator of such a game. Most High, Holy One of Israel, told man simply that if he had walked true to the plan that he created, that he established, that there would have only been peace, and men would have simply learned how to cooperate as one together. I said, my brothers and sisters, all men would have just simply remained according to his, let's just say, the creation, the creative force of his mind. If only learned, my brothers and sisters, to cooperate together, love and trust, under one ideal and a mutual sense of goal for the good of all. My brothers and sisters, I see in this world massive competition. I see a multitude of varying ideals relative to the fact, my brothers and sisters, that exists because man has not discerned what is an absolute, has forgotten so much of what the Most High planned from the beginning. And men too proud to admit that they have fallen away from that initial ideal, have sought to exalt and have, my brothers and sisters, so many diverse standards, none of which, my brothers and sisters, are true to an initial plan. Here, my brothers and sisters, an adversary has done much to bring and preserve discord in the world. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, you need to be very careful about a game that depends upon the people remaining mutually oblivious, against the plan the Most High declared from the beginning, following after alternate agendas, alternate allegiances, none of which could be the gospel of peace. For the gospel of peace, my brothers and sisters, is a word, Rishon HaHaron, what the Most High declared from the beginning. For the Most High declared eternal. No deviation, no contradiction, no discrepancy, no aberration, no friction in it. All things working together under one common good, after the mind of one who desires that all that he created should give glory and honor after his name. My brothers and sisters, man, in so many ways, has, like I said, departed from the knowledge of the founding truth, and in so many ways refused to know it. Falling victim to one, my brothers and sisters, wants to play a game with even men's very souls. I'll tell you something about the game. It depends upon the peoples, like I said, remaining mutually oblivious to divine will and purpose. The game, my brothers and sisters, depends upon the people being oblivious to the way of truth, misdirected, being predisposed even against the hope of peace. The game depends upon the people's trust. Yes, my brothers and sisters, trust in a lie. Not even having considered that there might be a greater plan. And my brothers and sisters, so many being so desirous of self-assurance that they already know the plan, that even if it were presented to them, so many of them would never be willing to receive it. Messiah said the spirit of truth, the worldly, would not receive. What he was saying is that those who desire to see wisdom in a mass of contradictions, as an absolute truth, my brothers and sisters, that they could not conform their minds to accept, lest they discern their deception. The apostle Shaul said, if any man consider himself wise in this world, how about after his multitude of contradictions? Say, let him consider himself a fool, a man deceived, that he may become wise. How about, my brothers and sisters, that he might return unto the pure, perfect will of the one, finally being made considerate of all things, as the scripture said, Messiah would bring, that all might accord true to purpose, honor the one most high. Please read 1:10-11, 1 Corinthians. It says, in the name of the Most High, we must all speak the same thing, one understanding, no divisions among us. 3:1-4, 1 Corinthians. Also, predicted with these words being precluded by the statement, predecessory words, statement, declaring that our hope of peace, my brothers and sisters, is not merely after hearing the eloquence or the words of men, but the power of Yah to explain why and wherefores of all that he has decreed. For to know what is said and not know why it is said is missed the point. Here, my brothers and sisters, the game depends, as I said before, upon man being unwilling to realize the fact that he has wavered far away from the knowledge of the way of peace. Too proud to realize that the era, my brothers and sisters, of which I speak is not merely, as some would say, one nation against another nation, one people against another people, various denominations all contentious and competitive, vying for primacy. My brothers and sisters, the problem that on which I speak is one way in the scriptures relate that mankind falling away from the will of one. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even the doctrines of your church is being constrained after variant provocative nations, contentions against one another, compelling men after various allegiances which cannot be true to the will of one. My brothers and sisters, all this is worked against man discerning the one way of peace, the pure, perfect will of the one most high. Book of Jacob even went as far as to say that if we're double-minded, not seeking the pure, perfect will of Yah, not seeking his will beyond all debate and doubt, then our faith in so many ways is kind of this faithless nest, because the very word faith relates to the idea we seek the will of one. He said if we're double-minded, not discerning the pure, perfect will of one, it says we must seek the Most High himself. We must admonish. Hey, my brothers and sisters, seek the truth that admonishes us all, that we might be made true unto him. Else, my brothers and sisters, we're not worthy of his answers. We're not worthy of his gift or his inspiration. We call upon his name, my brothers and sisters. We must realize that Most High, his very name says he is all and everything that he is. If we call upon his name, we call upon his name seeking to learn in every respect how all things he has created, we included, must learn to work cooperatively together. And my brothers and sisters, all things the Most High has created shall function together cooperatively. Not selfishly, my brothers and sisters, but praying. We all should be blessed under the knowledge and cooperation in his purpose, that the Most High might look upon his creation, seeing all things working together. Like I said, no longer are we talking about the idea about somebody got to win, somebody got to lose. We're talking about all things working together, that everyone, they find what indeed is a blessing. So what do you think? The Most High had no absolute plan? That's what some would have you to believe. If the Most High, if they said the Most High had no absolute and eternal plan, that's like saying you are free to, or everyone is free to suppose whatever you will. You still have people arguing against one another, still not respectful of the supreme will of the One. So what if folks really believe that Most High has Noah had no absolute plan, with chief purpose, for the good of all peoples, all people unto his perfect will? Do you really believe then, my brothers and sisters, that without a standard, the man is upon this earth only to be exploited after competitive zeal of men, knowing only plans formed on the part of those after selfish ambitions to maintain what can only be human injustice? For whenever the truth of the Most High is hid from the people, as the Most High told me, for every lie a man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimensions of truth. And he told me the very definition of tribulation is whenever trouble or tribulation or unrest is whenever a man is subject to any conscience less than his own. For any conscience less than his own, my brothers and sisters, is contradiction. It is unrest. It is something other than peace. We say, so many say that they are saved. My brothers and sisters, if we are functioning truthfully after the Spirit of the Most High that teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance, after the Spirit, the Scripture says, is called also the Comforter, the Spirit of Peace, preaching the gospel of peace, the way of the kingdom of peace. If we're all true to that Spirit, my brothers and sisters, how is it that so much truth the Most High would reveal? Some are not prepared to believe, let alone, my brothers and sisters, implement, act upon, cooperate in, and do. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that one scripture says that in these last days, and the Most High reveals again what the world's forgotten. Yes, there has been a falling away from faith. There has been falling away from the will of One. Rome set up a church after state ideals. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, after the intrusions of men, men have not, let's just say a whole world, have not yet recovered. Like I said, Daniel 12 and 10 speaks of how in the last days the knowledge should be increased. That those who would seek in the Most High to perform all his good works, all that is pure and complete unto all that is his will, they shall understand. But none of the wicked, none of those who are predisposed after less, desires to be justified after less, it says, they shall not understand. My brothers and sisters, how can man be brought unto pure, all men be brought purely unto one understanding, when they believe they can call upon the name of the Most High, each one according to partiality, and seek to be justified thereof? I tell you now, that's a false concept of Messiah that many have believed. But the true Messiah said that in his name, how about unto his honor? In the name of the Father, even, my brothers and sisters, the name of the Spirit that teaches all things, he said we should all be instructed, and my brothers and sisters, willing to become true to all the Most High himself decreed. How about, my brothers and sisters, that we realize what it really means when it says the earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. He said that they who wait for seek after him. I didn't say any lesser rule. They are the ones who shall be renewed unto strength, transcending every misallegiance, to become true to the will of One, that they truly, my brothers and sisters, call upon his name. Yes, my brothers and sisters, to be found worthy also of his name. And that they seek him unto all that is his righteousness, all that is his plan, all that is cooperation, all that is peace, all that is a genuine love and trust. that Yah, my brothers and sisters, is indeed and will be always be just and righteous in all he says and does. Or would you prefer to believe, my brothers and sisters, there's no absolute sense of justice? Would you prefer to believe that man is only here to be exploited after the insolvency, the confusion of other men? Might make right conscience, my brothers and sisters, only for not understanding him who is mightiest of all. Men pretending to be wise, my brothers and sisters, but still not knowing the way of peace and compelling none to truly seek it. Compelling none to seek all that is the will of Yah. There's been a trick, my brothers and sisters, where men have, like I said, been blind to the greater light, have chosen to trust the darkness, and never knew, my brothers and sisters, they had lost their way. Time we understand, my brothers and sisters. We must understand and consider that the Most High, the Maker, has a far better plan. Him who is holy, my brothers and sisters, when he creates the thing, he creates after the pure, perfect gift of his mind, an invariant light, all things to work together for good. The man, my brothers and sisters, is turned away from that absolution. And the Most High does have a plan after which man should return. But my brothers and sisters, I would dare to tell you that if your leaders seek to keep you under their controls, if they have not taught you this plan, they have never told you the gospel, and they left you without the knowledge of the true gospel because, well, think about it, they had a plan to keep you lost. But the scripture says the gospel be hid. If the gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. How about those without direction? Do you really think that they wanted you to be guided beyond their snares? Beyond their self-righteousness? Beyond their agendas? I say, think again. I have to think about this. Whoever it is, my brothers and sisters, that set up this plan, desires someone win, someone lose. If he's not true to the end result, my brothers and sisters, no one discerns. Was one way of peace beyond all illusion. What men call winning, my brothers and sisters, is still failure. So they fail to see beyond the vicious cycle of illusions. After a multitude of variant, self-righteous, miscreant sense of values. That at the end of the day, my brothers and sisters still can't please the Most High. Like I said, the Most High desires, well, his very name decides, it declares that he desires absolute order, nothing less. Where there are games, my brothers and sisters, playing upon the minds of men, the conscience of men, declaring someone has to win and someone has to lose, but always, my brothers and sisters, losing for lack of discerning what is absolute and divine purpose. My brothers and sisters, the game preys upon men seeking to maintain all manner of variant concepts that are not, my brothers and sisters, divine will, not justice, and not divine agenda. Most High, however, my brothers and sisters, plans to reveal a plan for mutual cooperation. Part of his reasoning. No more games playing upon people's suppositions or presuppositions and short-sighted lack of awareness. It's time that mankind must awaken to know again what from the beginning has always been the consummate and eternal design. Hey, my brothers and sisters, the only design for peace as decreed, wrought, proclaimed by the Maker. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we discern again and that it be brought to mind a knowledge of what is indeed his initial order. It's time to breathe into this world, my brothers and sisters, by one spirit, life again. Time to discern the truth beyond the veil, beyond all the miscreant ideas of all your rulers who would prefer that you see no righteousness greater than their own. But Messiah said your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders. must exceed all the contentions of all your rulers. Else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Meaning that the varying standards of your rulers, my brothers and sisters, are not divine will. Never was a divine will that men compromise after a multitude of fallen standards to preserve confusion as if it were wise. Something desperately wrong, my brothers and sisters, in the world. Or let's just say you're in a nation that talks about land of the free and the home of the brave, when after a multitude of its confused differences, men have not discerned the truth, or wish they could be truly free. Every lie acts as an obstacle against discerning the greater truth. Every lie a man believes, my brothers and sisters, circumvents his awakening and leaves him subject to a vicious cycle of stagnation. A vicious cycle, my brothers and sisters, wherein, since the greater light does not enter, man is left to continually stumble, even till he die. Scripture says, he who dies without the law perishes without the law. Meaning, whoever dies without knowing the knowledge of the kingdom of Yah, my brothers and sisters, is not attained to his kingdom. So if any man deceive his brother not to discern the way of the kingdom of Yah, that one is guilty unto hellfire. But your leaders, my brothers and sisters, you need to ask a question. Can they teach you the conscience of him who reproves all men's conscience? Do they have the capacity, my brothers and sisters, to do so? The scripture says when Messiah appears, it's because all men have fallen far short of what is divine order. Scripture says he's going to reprove all the leaders, so how can your leaders teach you? Scripture is actually the same, my brothers and sisters. If you're going to discern that conscience, you must understand what it really means. It says faith comes by hearing, and hearing under understanding by a word from Yah himself directly. Messiah even said himself, there's many things I long to tell you, but you can't comprehend them yet until the Holy Spirit has come. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit cannot operate in a man who would choose to believe a multitude of contradictions. It's the work of the Spirit. In fact, the scripture relates the Holy Spirit is granted to those who know. Ultimately, who have to know, my brothers and sisters, that a massive contradiction is not the work of Yah. It's not the truth of Yah. They ask for the wisdom, my brothers and sisters, beyond the veil of massive illusions that have compelled men to accept confusion as the plan of Yah. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters, and discern the truth. To discern the truth, my brothers and sisters, beyond the veil of illusions, the word that is from the beginning eternal, the plan of life, that's what must be restored to human conscience. Time to discern the truth that was prophesied in advance. That was prophesied in advance, my brothers and sisters, that your rule is stagnated after double-minded, surreptitiously unjust. In other words, men not understanding that they are injustice. And men falsely are falling after such faulty plans. Desires to keep people subject under such faulty plans could never tell. So I would say this, my brothers and sisters, if after the value systems of this world, far from seeking what, in fact, is perfect harmony, whoever would play the game, my brothers and sisters, taking the bribe to accept something less than mutual sense of cooperation and order, would seek, my brothers and sisters, to join with the exploiter, let them be warned. Whoever would play the game needs to understand something about its designer. We must delight in being entertained in a win-lose scenario. My brothers and sisters, that at the end of the day, he too is a loser. Scriptures already tell us that the devils know that there's one who is supreme, and they tremble. Misery loves company, my brothers and sisters. Don't fall for the trick. Don't trust in a multitude of contradictory ideals, but seek the Most High for all that is His will, that the earth might be restored to true justice, true cooperation, true peace. Know something about the design of the game. He thrives upon opportunity to observe man, contentions against man. He thrives upon imbalance, differences and contentions in the human heart. Catering to something less than the Holy Spirit, He desires to see unrest. World sustained, my brothers and sisters, are seeking to sustain itself, and it's men seeking to sustain disorder by depriving men of a greater conscience. My brothers and sisters, after such system, there are, after such blindness, there are no winners. I would simply say simply this. The game is meant to catch all the players. Time to wake up. Time to see and discern again, my brothers and sisters, what it really means to be free. I have some principles concerning the name that we, the name of the Most High, who by principle declares that He is all in everything that He is, nothing that He is not, that we all must seek Him for His absolute oneness, that His oneness be a reverberation in every heart. We must seek Him for that empowerment, not to be an obstacle against that discretion, that we learn how not to lie. Yes, we become true to His name, honoring Him according to the fullness of His will. It's time we discern what that means. It's time we learn how to be true to such a high calling. I can only say to you, my brothers and sisters, in the name of the Most High, since the scripture said we must all speak the same thing, no deceit, no lies among us. Indeed, that we all speak of one accord. Think about it. That's a conscience, my brothers and sisters, that has to be learned again in the world. And so the scriptures say that is our goal, and that we must become a light to the world, an invariant light. My brothers and sisters, it is apparent the man is going to have to discern again what it really means to call upon the holy name. Think about it. Scripture says, watch out for false prophets in Matthew 7. So watch out for those who what? We call them false prophets. Cry out in the name of the Most High, but not to do or how not to perform fully what is the will of the Father. Most High's very name means He is all in everything that He is. You cry out unto His name. You cry out that all that He has proposed, all that He has declared, must come to bear. If we call upon His name, our brothers and sisters, and we cry, dare we cry out in His name, asking He deny Himself? That He not be true to all His own word, when He sanctions and confirms all His word by His name? He said, if you love Me, keep, guard, maintain My commandments. Maintain My instructions. He didn't say defy. 2 Timothy says we deny Him. He does not deny Himself. Therefore, we should seek Him under all that is His good works, all that He requires of us. We call upon His name. Remember the scriptures in Matthew 28. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, says, teach men. Men are then to seek and learn everything. I said everything Most High would bring to bear as His word from the beginning. Everything that He would speak to you. He says the word from the beginning. By my brothers and sisters, restoring the mind, all the Most High declared from the beginning. Therefore, to declare and restore an eternal sense of honor and order. He said, whatever you ask in His name, He will give. He will do it. We'll grant it. What about the idea, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has promised He will bring to bear everything that He has spoken? Whatever you ask in His name, how about the idea that you ask that all His will be brought to bear? He said, this you must do as a that the Father may be honored, glorified, honored by the Son. My brothers and sisters, that men should all understand that He is with His Father and His Father is with Him when all things that He has decreed are indeed brought to bear. How many of us understood, my brothers and sisters, what this all meant? He said, watch out for false prophets, for they cry out, Lord, Lord, but not to perform all that is the will of the Father. Some not having that foundation. Scripture says the fall should be great. Because He said many would come in that in one day in His name, thinking that they had come in His name and spoken in His name, saying, did we not in Your name preach, prophesy? Was their preaching fully unto the honor of the Most High or the will of another? Was it fully unto all that is the will of the Most High, or is it some lesser vibration after which there is a multitude of contentions? Again, what the Most High told me, any time man is subject to any conscience less than that of the Most High, it is trouble, it is tribulation. A multitude of variant lesser contentions, claiming to be wise, claiming to be supreme, can only be misorder and can never be peace. He said, if you love me, keep, maintain, guard my commandments. And I'll ask the Father for the Spirit of truth, which the world will not receive. Those who despise an absolute, my brothers and sisters, or those who, let's just say, desire the contentions of this world, can they accept the absolute truth, or must they all humble themselves? Yes, and must we all humble ourselves? It says the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings. How about preach the truth, my brothers and sisters, to the meek? But those who are too proud to recognize they've been deceived after a multitude of worldly misallegiances and misdirections and misorientations, as long as they seek to aspire to such confusion, they cannot understand. He said many will come in that day thinking they honored Him, saying, did we not in Your name preach? But they'd hearken to false prophets before them, false testimony before them, a fallen sense of values, contradictions after the desires of another, and not true to the will of one, unfaithfulness, therefore unbelief. Saying, did we not in Your name, how about turn to Your honor according to all Your will, preach? Your name cast out illusions, devils, illusions, ill vision. In other words, clear, did we not clear the sight? My brothers and sisters, every lie man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimension of truth and establishes another obstacle. The scripture says, for every foolish word, a deceptive word, fallen standard, stagnating word a man speaks, you give account for it in the judgment. It would say, do me not in Your name do many wonderful or inspired works. My brothers and sisters, in a society whose entire social orientation has been misguided to call ignorance wisdom, negligence wise, blindness light, if a whole world, my brothers and sisters, sanctions a lie, you must remember that Yah will still be true. And no word is true just because a multitude of people, my brothers and sisters, elect to call it so. Yah has already declared the plan from the beginning. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the election was already won before any man got here. The choice was already made. You must understand. You must prepare for what the Most High Himself decreed from the beginning. But nothing else is viable. And the people realize, in the book of Acts, we find when people realize that they've sworn allegiance to systems, my brothers and sisters, not true to the will of Yah as He is. Hypocritical against the promise of Yah, coming one who would declare an absolute law that all the nations must seek after, wait for. attend to and give attention to, be reverent before. When the people realize they've been subject to institutionality of this world and did not have that intent, they ask, what shall we do that they overcome their sins? Or shall men believe that they can overcome their sins after the misgivings of another? Think again. He said, be baptized, every one of you, in the name. How about purge unto the honor, seeking all that is divine will? He said, you receive the Holy Spirit. Did he say you receive the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, if you seek to uphold the mass of misallegiances, the mass of variant denominations, the mass of variant nations, political, social, national, and pseudo-religious differences of man? I would tell you now that all of those are obstacles against discerning the peace of the kingdom of God. So you need to ask, my brothers and sisters, what spirit has so many been beguiled by? That if you were to tell them the greater truth, they'd be inclined to resist rather than humbly submit themselves to diligently being taught by that spirit, that they might become one in a conscience far greater, my brothers and sisters, than a mass of worldly differences. I'd like to talk to you tonight about so much scripture that relates to the temple the Most High intends to build in this world. The temple that he built before is a foreshadowing of what is intended to be. Over and over again, scriptures speak about the Most High building a temple for his name. How about unto all that is his honor? A place, my brothers and sisters, that would be for the mutual praise of all those who understand the kingdom of heaven, called Shemayim, or Shamayim, if you will, people of the Shema. The kingdom, my brothers and sisters, for all those who seek to perform all that is divine pleasure, loving the oneness of the Most High, willing to seek, my brothers and sisters, that nothing of themselves is an obstacle. They love him with all their minds, heart, soul, and might, for all that is his mind, heart, soul, and might. Unto a mutual oneness and cooperation, that we all learn all that he has decreed, all that he has revealed of his requirement, that we all, my brothers and sisters, be mutually awakened unto what is necessary, that we all, arriving at the truth of the Most High, might remain constant in the knowledge of his will. I could talk to you, my brothers and sisters, about the scriptures that speak about the temple. And King Solomon, after building the temple, said over and over again such things as, if we, as a people, even are scattered. I'd like to talk about a bit of that scripture if I ever get the opportunity. There's not a lot of time left, but I want to relate some points to you. If not tonight, maybe perhaps we can speak more about some of these things in the days to come. But the scriptures that speak about that if we are scattered among the nations, if we sin and then are scattered among the nations, if we pray again toward the place that he shall build his house, pray toward the place where the house was built before, our brothers and sisters, the desire is then to return unto all that is divine will. That's what it means, my brothers and sisters, we pray toward his name. Unto a return, unto rebuilding of a house unto his name. Like the scriptures speak in Isaiah 58, if we keep his Shabbat, seeking all his will, then shall we rebuild the old ruins, the desolation of many generations. If we, as his people, my brothers and sisters, should keep his Shabbat, and keeping Shabbat, my brothers and sisters, is a petition for all that is divine will. Then should we also have within his wall a name as great as sons and daughters. For this the Most High has spoken. I can talk to you about a lot of those scriptures. Maybe, let's see, it's about 7 minutes. I know I'm not going to have time to go through them all, but I just cite a few. 1 Kings 8:27 through 30, Let's see. Maybe I can even just paste these up. And they'll be in the chat for those of you who can see it. Let me see what I can do here. I'll put in the chat, and I'll also call them out for those who are hearing it in the archives. Let's see what I can do here quickly. These are just examples of so much of the scripture which I'm speaking. It's in the chat now. 1 Kings 8:23-30. 1 Kings 15:1-15:5. How about that? 1 Kings 18:16-19, 22:6-10-19. 2 Chronicles, how about 6:16-23, 6:37-40. How about 2 Chronicles 36:22-Ezra 1:4. And my brothers and sisters, understanding these in the context of a foreshadowing of what is to come, even what was done before but not completed. Most High also said that a king, one who was called the King of the East, the King James wants to call him Cyrus, not true to his name because, quite frankly, his kingdom was called Kurdistan. That in itself tells us much. My website, hiddengospel.com, an article called Early Church Origin, Forgotten Mutual Expectation, declares this. The secrets of this. Yes, the Most High commissioned him to build a temple. But Zechariah, post-exilic prophet, long after his reign, spoke about that same one. So one day, sit in Jerusalem, not only building the temple, but sitting upon it, the throne of it, as a king and a priest. You need to look around Zechariah 3 and 8 and Zechariah 6:12 and understand. Prophecy has not yet come to pass, but Most High still promised to do everything that he declared. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. There's a need to understand then who the Messiah must be, because the scripture says in the day that temple is brought to bear, it will be as it was before, at a time the Most High granted his people peace, that he might build a temple, my brothers and sisters, that will show forth the light of peace to a whole world. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, are prepared to understand the way of peace that the rulers could never teach? But none of their ways, my brothers and sisters, is true, the initial foundation. How could they then preach to you the way of peace? We must understand, my brothers and sisters, that the holy name, I'm going to talk more about this tomorrow night. It looks like I only got about 4 minutes left, but I'd like to lay a few principles. The holy name, my brothers and sisters, is declaring that Most High is one, that he is all that he is, that he is the great I am that I am, when he is, where he is, everything else that he is a solemn oath unto his will and his will alone. That we all learn to cooperate as one in his will. It's not a selfish prayer, my brothers and sisters, but it's a reverent one, asking Most High not only that he petition him to perform all that is his will, that we also seek humbly to learn from him how to function together. Yes, that we be worthy unto what is called Shamayim, the kingdom of heaven that should be brought upon this world, the oneness that should be brought upon this world, that a people, my brothers and sisters, of the Shema, which is the utmost commandment of all, might in all things unto the Most High be one, true to him, hearing him, believing him, defending all that is his will, preserving all that is his will. That's my brothers and sisters, guarding and obeying. In mutual cooperation, all that is his, all that is divine will. That indeed, my brothers and sisters, reflective of divine honor and glory there in this earth shall surely be peace. All call upon his name, the scripture says, with one consent, no lies among us. Speaking no lies, no deceit, no deceitful tongue found in their mouths. None of them walking after the various standards that are the marks of the beast, the various standards of those who refuse to reason among the nations. Our brother says, we must pray that whoever, whatever, all that Yah has created, unto his glory. Earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. That all the Most High is created unto his glory, unto his honor. Our brothers and sisters shall be brought to full restoration, retrieved beyond every fallen standard and false sense of values and false allegiance, unto full restoration and healing thereof, unto all that is initial design, unto harmony, peace, oneness. Scripture said the day will come that his word should be manifest, and you shall discern, I'm talking about Malachi 3rd going into 4th, and you shall discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who would serve Yah, those who would seek all his will, and those who would not. My brothers and sisters, they taught you a false concept of a Savior when they taught you this concept of a Christ anointed after all the differing standards of all the pagan rulers of Rome and Greece. The word Christ being a polytheist term in its origin is not related to the anointing that the Most High gives to his righteous one. It's not true to the spirit of the one, my brothers and sisters, and therefore has been under constant contention. Rome indeed created a false sense of what is faith after the double-mindedness of many. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, all who call upon the name of the Most High or vow by oath to seek all that is his will, or do we dare to think that we can call upon the name of the Most High expecting him to deny himself, something that according to 2 Timothy 2nd, he cannot do, and that we ought to seek him according to all that is his good works. We all must pray that we all learn, my brothers and sisters, how to function together cooperatively under the Most High for the glory of his name, that his name shall be praised and blessed. And I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near, under his might, under his honor and his praise always, thanking him for every ear, like I said, that he brings near, and thanking you all for listening. Under his might, his honor, and supreme sovereign honor and praise always. Hallelujah! Yes, again, brothers and sisters, I thank you all again for listening. Check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Articles like Early Church Origin, Forgotten Mutual Expectation, The Secret City Prophecies, Tribulation 70 to 365 AD, The Gospel of Shiloh, Remember the Promise, Thoughts and Afterthoughts on Contradiction versus Addiction. My brothers and sisters, since Messiah must come to do what the leaders, the scripture says, would not or could not do. And since it's obvious that all must seek his righteousness, because quite frankly, no one will be justified by any standard less, dare we say, my brothers and sisters, I said, dare we say, that the rulers could preach a righteousness, the righteousness of the kingdom of Yah, and hardly do they know Messiah as well as he knows himself. He is called the righteous one for a reason. He restores the full gamut of all the Most High has decreed with which he will be pleased. Having that conscience being taught of the Father, something that the nations have not known. It's time to be returned, my brothers and sisters. But the question many would ask is, how shall we return? Especially since the multitude of all the denominations and various churches and religiosities of this world, the scripture says in advance, they will all be found faulty. How shall we return? As I said before, the Most High has a plan. Who's willing to see it? Who's willing to discern that he has been foolish, that he might become wise? To speak again, my brothers and sisters, again. This has been Eddie Meow, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, and his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah. Check out that website of mine. Learn how to support this ministry. For those who only those who can open up their minds and hearts, allow the Most High to pour in the knowledge of the things that are spoken here. Words that the Most High told me are very precious, but only for the most humble soul. Only they, my brothers and sisters, I said, only they. learning the truth of these words, for to know what is said and not know why it is said, miss the point. Only those who can discern with the divine aptitude and the gift, the higher meaning of the things that are spoken here, can be really genuine good under the cause that's inside confusion. Phew! That encasts inside confusion. Only absolution remains.